11 useful tips for improving your online business. Many online business owners are finding it extremely challenging to meet their set objectives due to various factors, including tough competition in the online marketplace and difficulty engaging the customer requirements. There are certain ways in which online business owners can take the competition head on and also satisfy their existing customers and draw in a stream of new leads. If you are an online business owner, the 11 secrets that are given in the subsequent sections would definitely help you in rapidly expanding your online business. 1. Setting up a scalable business website. The main requirement of a good business website is its scalability feature. To begin with, product websites would draw only a limited amount of traffic. Over a period of time, through effective internet marketing, the incoming traffic would continue to increase. Your business website should be able to serve all the customers coming in to get a feel of your products. The performance with respect to time taken to navigate between different pages should remain the same irrespective of the incoming traffic density. 2. Using email marketing. Email is a powerful tool that can be used to maintain a list of prospective leads and confirmed customers. Regular weekly or monthly online newsletter can be sent to these leads, who show greater interest on your line of products. 3. Creating a presence in Facebook. If your online business doesn't have a Facebook fan page, then it's time to create one. A Facebook fan page can be used to continuously communicate with your prospective leads and existing customers. A fan page can also be used to provide information related to troubleshooting, which will be very much useful to the customers using your line of products. You can also start an online contest through your Facebook fan page, such as a quiz contest and award prizes to the worthy participants. 4. Having a Twitter handle. Twitter handle has become a must for online business owners. You can use that handle to provide updates to your followers. You can also get feedback from your followers on the quality of the product and also on the quality of services provided by your service team. There are tweet scheduling tools available, such as Hootsuite and TweetLater, that can automatically schedule and post messages related to your business. 5. Marketing products through YouTube videos. By making use of social video portals like YouTube, Dailymotion and Vimeo, you can upload your product information related videos and also the videos containing the feedback provided by various customers. These socially viral videos would create a buzz about your range of products. 6. Participating in forums and blogs. There would definitely be a certain number of forums and blog sites that are specific to your line of products and business. By becoming a member of this forum, you can post interesting information about your product, such as new features added to the product, and also share some customer reviews. 7. Using pay-per-click advertising. Though this is an older way of marketing your products, online advertisements still has its benefits. There are a number of pay-per-click advertising platforms available, including the popular ones such as Google AdWords. You only need to pay for the ads that have been clicked by a customer. 8. Creating Google Plus business pages. Google Plus is slowly catching up with Facebook and Twitter in terms of the number of registered users. Having a Google Plus business profile would add weight to your existing social presence. 9. Having content that's SEO friendly. Whatever content related to your product that is available in social sites and other online forums should contain search engine friendly keywords and terms in order to rank highly in the search engine results. 10. Keeping social media interactions meaningful. Sufficient care should be taken to prevent the followers and friends from unliking or unfollowing your social business pages. 11. Using surveys to get the customer feedback and also perform market surveys. You can integrate your social media accounts to survey providers and participate in surveys regularly. How to come up with blog post ideas quickly and easily. Coming up with blog post ideas can be very challenging. Essentially, every blog post should answer a question. It is easier to deal with an issue that someone wants to know more about rather than to create fresh issues. The fact that something is of great interest to you does not mean that other people will find it interesting. Great blog posts must be interesting, informative, and captivating. This can be very difficult to achieve given the competition from bloggers worldwide. However, armed with the following tips, it is possible to develop interesting blog posts quickly and easily. 1. Read comments on your own blog. The first place to look for ideas is in the comments given by your readers. Often you will find questions posted by people who read your blog, or those who have a different perspective on the issues you have raised. Similarly, you will find comments seeking clarification on some of the assertions you have made. 2. Read comments on other blogs. If your blog is not very active, you can find ideas in other blogs that deal with the same issues. Read their posts and then read the comments to see the areas readers are interested in. While at it, you can also identify gaps left by the writer which you can fill through a blog post. 3. Participate in online forums. A very effective way of finding ideas for your blog is by participating in online forums that deal with your areas of interest. People often post ideas and questions in forums which can be the basis for great blog posts. Therefore, register and participate in a few forums to enable you get a constant source of ideas for your blog. 4. Find ideas in news articles. You can also get ideas for your blog by reading news articles and online magazines that deal with the same issues as your blog. This will make it easy for you to find ideas for your blog based on your take on current affairs. Use Google to create news alerts based on your areas of interest. This will give you an edge because you will be among the first to write a blog based on breaking news. 5. Ask your readers to tell you what they would like to know. Another idea that you can use to find ideas for your blog is to ask your readers to tell you what they would like to know. This works best if you have developed a loyal following and have an email list. The beauty of this idea is that you will get real concerns from real people. You will also be able to know which issues are of the greatest interest to your readers. 6. Respond to issues raised by other bloggers. How about responding to issues raised by other bloggers? If you are an ardent reader of blogs in your field, which you should be, you will often come across issues you disagree with, or those which you have a different perspective. Never forget that controversy sells. This idea can help you to establish yourself as an alternative voice on the subject. 3 easy ways to build a bigger downline. It is the dream of many network marketers to build a bigger downline because this leads to an increase in their monthly residual income. It is possible to grow your online business from the comfort of your home by taking some time to build a bigger downline. Most networks are used to low income, but a big downline can help you generate duplication through your team. There is no need to worry if you do not know how to do this because the following are 3 easy ways to build a bigger downline. Focus on your own production. You should first of all ensure that you have a healthy income from your own production before you can start thinking about your team's residual pass-up commission and duplication. Real duplication can only occur if you set a good example by producing great results for your team to emulate. Your team can only follow and believe in your instructions when you concentrate on improving your production. It is possible to improve your income independent of your team. You should use modern internet marketing methods when it comes to recruiting. It is difficult to produce great results by using old school methods which rely on prospecting and cold calling leads. Examples of modern marketing network marketing strategies you should try using include online article directories, fresh keyword targeted blog content, and placing banner ads on authority blogs. You should try your level best to leverage modern internet marketing strategies in order to improve your results. Attraction marketing. The other way to build a bigger downline is to consider attraction marketing. Video marketing is a very effective method of attraction marketing because appearing on video helps in breaking down most of the barriers. It is easy to build your downline when people see you on video, and this also makes it as easy for you to recruit people. Keyword-targeted YouTube videos are very effective when it comes to sharing your content. People become more convinced to be recruited by you the moment they see you. Getting your content out there is the best way to build a bigger downline, and video marketing has been proven to be very effective when it comes to network marketing. Investing your time and money in attraction marketing makes it much easier to recruit people. Regular production of daily sign-ups. This is the best way to win over your team members who may not be sure of your abilities. Internet marketing promotion provides you with an opportunity to experience daily sign-ups. Consistent marketing for some months will definitely make your downline to follow your lead. It is normal for your downline to be skeptical, especially when you are new, but consistency in achieving high earnings through daily sign-ups will definitely win your downline over. Duplication occurs when your team starts listening to you and following your advice. It is possible to build your downline in the shortest time and at the same time build a full-time income. You can only reap the benefits of network marketing by helping everyone in your downline to improve their work ethic. 3 powerful ways to build an email list faster. Are you looking for ways to build an email list? Then you know how important it is to build email list for targeted subscribers as to any business online. Building an email list is the most effective way to create a stable income online. With an email list is like having traffic on demand on your blog posts, newly launched products, or an affiliate product that you want to share. An email list also helps you connect and build healthy relationships with your readers. One big benefit to having an email list is that you can use autoresponders to automate all messages to your subscribers. This develops a strong marketing funnel. Once you set the autoresponder, it will run and market your products/services automatically and allow you to focus on building your list numbers. Here are three powerful ways to build an email list faster. 1. Solo ads. Solo ads are the most powerful traffic sources that can greatly aid you in building an email list really fast. This is where you pay a marketer who is in your niche a given amount of money to send traffic to the offer that you are giving away in exchange to a person's name and email address. As long as you purchase solo ads where genuine clicks are guaranteed, you will also get more traffic sent to your page. Once you get the traffic, you can try harder and come up with effective strategies to convert them to reliable customers. 2. Offer 100% commission. This is one of marketing strategies that most marketers never think of, yet it's the most effective. The best way to do this is to find marketers in your niche and give them some of your products for free and also offer them 100% commission. You only need to ensure that the product holds value for it to be of help to their subscribers. Here are gift ideas to help you build email lists. Ebooks. Video tutorial series. White paper or slideshare presentations. Audio interview recordings. This is a great way to build a buyer's list for free without having to spend money. As they purchase, take their email addresses. Also, if you have a good auto, one-time offer, setup, you can build your email list faster, and so this is a win-win for you. 3. PPV, pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is the best traffic platform that you can use to build an email list super fast without having to drain your pocket. What you should have is an outstanding page that can be able to convert traffic to prospects or even royal customers. When you are creating pages for PPV campaigns, those pages should be simple. It doesn't have to be fancy or contain many images. Just make it short but compelling. Make sure that the page is small enough for all your content to show when your ad is served. With these three powerful ways to build an email list faster, you can now get down to work and build your email list super fast. However, building an email list isn't always easy, but the rewards are awesome. Follow the above tips and build up your email list, boost your ROI, and even cater for your subscribers. 3 quick tips to making the most out of Facebook ads. Many people usually log on to Facebook just for fun, but many businesses are turning to the social networking site as an effective advertising platform. By just placing ads on this platform, Facebook, you can zero in on a select chunk of a billion users depending on their demographics and interests. Advertising on Facebook involves various considerations unlike the other online ad platforms. For instance, Google AdWords matches main keywords on Google search results pages, while Facebook ads match specifics in a user profile. How exactly can you create an effective Facebook ad? I shared a perspective on how business can get the best out of Facebook ads. Here are 3 quick tips. 1. Make the most of social context. Facebook ads are very effective, even as much as 2 or 3 times more when a business uses them to advertise a page on the Facebook platform. For instance, when you send clickers to your Facebook page or a related event, you are likely to get more clicks than if you just send them to your site. Facebook allows you to form a longer-term bond with many of your potential customers. It lets you win their trust in you, to increase personal interaction and to gradually push them to become a reader, customer, volunteer, or a donor. Facebook ads will generally catalyze new fans and event attendees to visit your site after being connected to you on this platform. 2. Use great images, avoid logos. Facebook ads are usually not a brand awareness exercises. They may have more whistles and bells than Google AdWords, but are aimed at doing the same thing, creating attention and funneling it somewhere else. They need to be focused, not experience and awareness focused. Few marketers at most times can resist the given chance to use their logo wherever and whenever possible. But you should ask yourself, how repeatedly do you see logos when using Facebook? When you notice an advert, is it because of some clever wording or a striking image? You may tend to think that your logo is the best, but chances are that the right piece of photography will effectively perform far better. I have seen this many times in campaigns that I have run. The logo flops and, just when it is swapped for a good photo, the campaign picks up suddenly. Consider images with the following characteristics. Simple, bold colors, landscape orientation, clear shapes, close-ups rather than using panorama, symbolic value rather than using aesthetic value. You can even consider using text inside your images. This is a better way to get your point across boldly and fairly clearly, but it usually comes at the cost of an attractive image. You should be careful not to trade impact for just clarity. You need both in equal considerations. 3. Daily checks and weekly tweaks. Socrates quoted that unexamined life is not worth living. This is very true. There is no point in running a Facebook ad or campaign if you are not going to learn and also adjust along the way. Facebook's statistics are easy to understand and also easy to use. There is no excuse to pray and spray, or even to let the advert run for weeks without making adjustments to it. The ad platform will let you adjust any aspect of an advert. If you think that image is working, try another one and see the results. This also goes for the wording and the demographic targeting. Check your ads on a daily basis but update them only on a weekly basis. You wish to accurately track the effect of the changes you're making have the performance. If you are going to adjust an advert, do it one or two variables at a given time. For instance, you can change the image, but not targeting or vice versa. Ready? Set, go. What are you really waiting for? Start experimenting today. Wait for a few months and you will be able to learn more tricks. 7 ways to build your brand on social media sites. Any business, irrespective of its size, can benefit by using social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. By building a community of followers, you can promote your brand, establish a loyal customer base, and attract new customers. This will help turn your small, struggling business into a successful enterprise. How to build your brand on social media sites. 1. Optimize your online presence. This simply means completing your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other social profiles. Many business owners start a page on social media sites but failed to put in the extra work to complete their profile page. Remember, having a complete profile page and placing your keywords, those that relate to your business, in the profile is exactly what will get you noticed on social media. 2. Promote your pages. While it's important that other people know about your business website from your pages or profile, it's also crucial that they can actually find your Facebook and Twitter profile when they visit your website. Most people find it easier and more comfortable to comment on posts or else give feedback on the social media sites than on business websites. Take advantage of this by placing links to your Facebook pages or profile on your website. Nowadays there are buttons, and get useful feedback from customers. 3. Interact with your fans or followers. Generally, people love to engage in conversations with others, but no one likes being ignored. If you will not be replying to comments and posts from your fans and followers, avoid the trouble of owning social media pages early enough. You have to react to the feedback you get from other people, whether it's positive or negative. This way your customers will see that you're concerned enough to listen to their complaints, opinions, ideas, and so on. 4. Offer incentives. People love gifts and incentives, and you can use this fact to increase followers and attract new customers. Organize frequent contests and offer something to the winners. Gifts can be something simple like a discount coupon or a free download. The trick is to be creative and identify ways to let your customers or followers feel the benefit of following you. 5. Post relevant content. What kind of information are you posting or tweeting about? What kind of articles are you sharing on LinkedIn? The things you put on social media sites should reflect your brand and business. Make sure you post about things which are valuable to customers or followers, those that they are interested in or are likely to be interested in. 6. Place social sharing buttons. People love sharing useful information or good promotions. Having sharing buttons on things like articles and posts can help followers to share information about you, your brand, and business with their friends and followers. Simply make things easy for them. If your potential customers find it a lot easier to comment, follow, share, or like your content, they will likely be keen to do so. 7. Have random surveys. Surveys can be a good way to get feedback from your followers or customers. There are sites that offer survey design and distribution services, so you shouldn't have any difficulty putting up a survey. Be sure to ask your followers and customers to contribute to your business planning process via social media. Let them feel part of your business.